There was a great Rosh Hashiva that would go to Yankel's home, a very wealthy man, but he never gave a single penny. He went up to him, sat down in his dining room table, sipping a cup of tea, and he said, "Yankel, you're a very wealthy man. Maybe this is the one time, finally, you can give a little bit of money to the school, to the yeshiva." Yankel said, "You know, Rabbi, do you know anything about my mother?" "No." "So let me tell you. You know, my mother is dying a very long, painful death. And she has such incredible medical bills that she cannot pay." Rabbi said, I'm sorry, I didn't know. "One second, let me finish. You know that I have a brother. And my brother is a disabled veteran who's blind, unable to support himself and his wife and her six kids." "No." "Let me finish. I have also, there was a terrible tragedy in my family. My sister's husband died in a car accident. And she has no money whatsoever, and a huge mortgage, and four kids." And the rabbi looks and said, "I'm really sorry, I had no idea." Whereupon Yankel looked at the rabbi and said, "And if I don't give them a single red cent, why should I give you any money either?" This week's Parsha is a collection for funds. The Torah opens, "Daber el bnei Yisrael, speak to the children of Israel, vayichuli truma, me'ez kol ish asher yidvenu libo, tichu es trumasi. Let them take from me a portion, every man whose heart motivates him, you shall take my portion." And all the mefarshim ask the question, what's going on over here? Is that a person is giving their gold, their silver, all their wealth for the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, the Tabernacle. And yet for some reason the Torah opens, "Vayichuli truma, take from me." We're not taking anything. Aren't we giving? Why does it say, "Vayichuli"? If we look at a marriage, it's necessary for the man to say, "Hare at mekudeshet li b'tabat zu, behold, you're betrothed unto me with this ring." It's necessary for the woman to receive some type of benefit of hana. The Talmud in Kedushin and Daf Zayin interestingly tells us a case where the woman could be giving something to the man, and yet it will be a valid marriage. Says the Gemara, "Hacha ba'adam chashuv askinan." If we're talking about a very prominent individual, a very special chasan man, "Bahahi hana dekamikabel matanimine gomer machnale nash." With the benefit, the hana that she receives upon giving this prominent individual, catching his attention, and that he's willing to accept a gift, she is considered to be mukadeshus. She's married. Even though on the basic, the surface, it gives the appearance that she is the one that's giving, but she receives a personal benefit for her own generosity. Therefore, although the woman appears to be giving, in fact, she's really receiving. This is the message of a yichuli truma. It's really a taking. Because when the monies that a person gives, donates for the Mishkan's construction, that individual becomes a shareholder in the process. They have a portion in God's home. The feeling of belonging to something bigger than yourself, just like the woman giving to the Adam Chashuv, is really a vayichu. It's an act of taking, not giving. We find this principle by the Aron, the Holy Ark, which was housed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Holy of Holies. The Aron was made of gold with cherubs, angel-like figures on its top. The Torah states, "V'asisa b'adei atzei shitim, V'sapiso sum zahav. You shall make staves of acacia wood and cover them with gold. The purpose of these poles, obviously, were used to carry the ark when the Bnei Israel were traveling from place to place in the Midbar, in the wilderness. Our Chachamim, our sages, Zichron Levracha, teach us an incredible phenomenon about that ark. V'aron noset atzmo. The ark carried itself. The ark miraculously levitated from place to place. Nonetheless, it was necessary that the people who were holding the poles to give that appearance as though they were the ones carrying it. The perception was that it was the people that were doing the work. They carried and supported the ark. But the reality was quite the opposite. It was the ark that supported itself. Chazal explained that the Aron represents the institutions of Torah study, and that the pole bearers represent the supporters of Torah. The appearance is that it's the philanthropists that are giving and the institutions that are the ones that are receiving and taking. In reality, the Aron noset atzmo, the people that give, really are doing a vayichli truma. They receive much more than they give in being engaged in supporting a Torah institution. When in reality, more than just the giving and the Mishkan and the Aron and its carrying and the Adam Chasha by Kedushin, many things in life are not as they seem. This rings true certainly for being a teacher. I remember many years back when I was a Judaic studies instructor in Connecticut, I would often stop and ask myself, who is really the teacher and who is the student? I remember vividly when my 8th grade students came back from a trip to Eretz Israel a couple of years back. Many of these children were not from Torah observant families. Most of the students who went on that trip never once in their lives were in Eretz Israel. But when they came back, although I recognized my students, my face, their neshamos were so changed, I could not recognize them spiritually. One boy, who I had such difficulty having him wear tzitzis, not only did he wear them, but now he wears them out in full view for everyone to see. There was also another child who told me that she was unwilling to go to a Jewish high school. She said, "Rabbi, I'm sorry, but I am going to a public school after I graduate from this place next year." When she came back from Israel, she said, not only is she going to a Jewish high school, but she's told her parents that she wants to spend a year in Eretz Israel to learn in Israel. Now, I can't even begin to tell you how much my students inspired me on that particular day. But any teacher, you can ask them, the sipuk ha-nefesh, the satisfaction that they receive, although on the surface it looks as though you are the one that is the teacher, in reality, we receive so much more. But I'm not the first teacher to realize the greatness of their students. This concept goes back thousands of years, back to the times of the Gemara. The Talmud tells us, V'hainu de'omer Rebbe, Harbi Torah Lamadati Mirabotai, says the Gemara in Makos and Dav Yud, that I learned so much from my teachers. But nonetheless, Mechavera Yosemehem, as much as I learned from my teachers, I learned even more from my friends, for I was able to interact with them and be with them all day. Concludes the Gemara, Mitalmida Yoser Mikula. Out of everyone, I learned the most from my students. Although a teacher looks like the one who is giving, it's really a vayichli truma. It's really an act of taking. Next week, we'll be celebrating the holiday of Purim. On Purim, we perform four mitzvot. Shalach Manos, giving gifts to our friends. Matanos Levyonim, giving to the poor. Sudas Purim, the festive meal, and of course Mikra Megillah, the reading of the Megillah at night as well as in the day. Out of these four mitzvot, which is the most important in terms of spending one's money? To answer this question, maybe we will just look outside and see how people conduct themselves on a Purim. They spend the entire day driving around delivering shalchmanos to every single person in the city. They spend weeks in preparation for this very important mitzvah of shalchmanos. So it's very obvious by the conduct of most people that that must be the most important mitzvah of the day. The only problem with that is there's one person that disagrees, and his name is the Rambam, Maimonides. Says the Rambam, Mutav, it's better, La'adam laharbos b'matanis levyonim, better to give as much matanis levyonim, gifts to the poor, laharbos b'sudaso, than having a huge festive meal, mishloach manos reyehu, and perform shalach manos. And the reason the Rambam beautifully says is because she'ein shem simcha gedola, there is no greater form of joy, el sameach lev aniyim v'yasomim v'almanos v'gerim, to make those people who are destitute, that are poor, orphans, widows, people who are lacking, who are missing in their lives, giving that person simcha. Well, the greatest form of simcha that is. She'ein shem simcha gedola. There's no greater joy. This time of Adar, of Misha Nechnas Adar Marvin Besimcha, the Rambam is not saying that those people will be Mesameach, but he says the ultimate way to make you Besimcha, that you will feel joy, that you will feel good about yourself, is by giving to another person, by performing the mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim. The personal benefit that one receives for their generosity far surpasses the few dollars that one needs to hand over to the Aniyim. We, in essence, on Purim, become takers, not givers. Vayichuli Truma, Kachavas.